Hello, good evening. My name is Carlos. I'm coming from Opinion Research. Would you like to ask a few questions concerning the problems facing the nation, the state, and your local community? Can you be so kind to share your opinion and be brief? Are you registered to vote in the state of Arizona? Can you share your opinion? You're not? Maybe somebody else in the house is registered to vote? No?
Well, nobody's here right now.
Understood, ma'am. Hey, can you please just share your opinion with us? This is about different kind of issues that affect your local community, ma'am. And just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages, can you please tell me just a year where you were born? Just a year?
1969, but...
Thank you. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Ma'am, I know it's still a long way off, okay? And I know you're not registered to vote. But, you know, I'm required to read verbatim. And after I read this, we're going to go to a different issues. But what are the chances that you will vote in the November election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote at the chance of 50-50, or you don't think you will vote? You will not vote, right?
No.
Now, if you have to pick right now, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country at this very moment? On your own words, what worries you the most? Can you share one?
There are too many people, illegal people coming in to the country.
So the immigration system? Can I record that as your answer? Okay.
Uh-huh.
The immigration system. Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along. And thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for the Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one? You skipped that one because you're not registered, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking again about this November election, let's say for the sake of argument that you are able to vote, okay, for a moment. Now, if the election for president were held today, will you be voting for the Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? If you have to choose, if you're able to vote, which one would you pick?
Trump, because he took care of the immigration. Mm-hmm.
Understood. Now, some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Now, regardless of who you plan to vote, can you please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates? Using the scale from 0 to 100, 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. Let's say you're able to vote. From 0 to 100, what number would you give Donald Trump? Now, zero means there is no chance that you will vote for him, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for him. One number, from 0 to 100. 100, okay.
Well, if I did vote, I will
100. 100, okay. Now, how about Joe Biden? From 0 to 100, what number will you give him?
No voting for him.
Okay, zero? That's the lowest you can go?
Zero.
Okay. Now, in thinking about the elections, this November, if the election for Congress were held today, let's say you were able to vote, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district? Which one would you pick if you were able to, the Democratic or the Republican candidate?
Republican.
Republican, okay. Let me get this going. If the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, will you be voting for the Republican Kerry Lake, or Democrat Ruben Gallego? If you're able to vote, you have to choose today. Will you be voting for the Republican Kerry Lake or Ruben Gallego, the Democrat? Which one would you pick?
Well, the Republican.
The Kerry Lake? Okay, yeah. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? I know you already mentioned this, and by no means I'm trying to insult your intelligence, believe me, but I'm required to read verbatim, okay, ma'am? Because we know pretty much the answer. But who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Well, the Republican.
The Republican, much more or somewhat more? How should I record your answer? Much more?
Much more.
Much more. Okay. Now, can you please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree or strongly disagree with each of the following statements, okay? Now, here's the first statement. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree with that or neither?
No, I don't agree.
Okay, so you disagree strongly or disagree somewhat?
I disagree strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from the children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree with that statement? Somewhat agree? Somewhat disagree? Strongly disagree or neither?
No, I stronger agree. They strongly agree. Stay together.
Okay, now President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted and deportation raids. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree? Or neither?
I strongly disagree.
Neither, okay. And President Biden should prioritize permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase and the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Do you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, strongly disagree, or neither?
Well, I disagree.
Disagree somewhat or disagree strongly?
I disagree strongly.
Strongly, okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. Can you please tell me for each one whether you agree or disagree that the president should take action to protect them? Now, here's the first one. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree with that or neither?
I agree.
I strongly agree. Or somewhat? Strong, okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passes background check and cannot safely return to their home countries to the war, natural disasters, or other dangerous conditions. Same question, same options. Agree, disagree, neither?
I strongly agree, yeah.
I strongly agree. Okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Agree or disagree? Or neither?
Well, I mean, I disagree because they don't have to be a farm workers only.
No, I understand. Yeah. But I'm reading different type of immigrants. You know, this is one type. Okay. So not only them.
Agree or disagree? Yeah. Strongly? If they've been here for 10 years. Yeah.
And pass the background check. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Now, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree with that or neither?
I strongly agree. Yeah.
I strongly agree? Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving right along, can you please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election? And if it makes no difference, you let me know, okay? But this is one way for you to let them know, okay? Now, if the President Biden enacts a program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions, most of whom that live in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs, contribute to our economy. Would that make you to support Mr. Biden much more, somewhat more, somewhat less, much less, or it makes no difference to you?
It makes no difference.
Okay. Now, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries to the dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. If he enacts that program, will that make you to support him much more, somewhat more,
no.
somewhat less, much less, or makes no difference?
Makes no difference.
Okay, a program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation. Same question, same options. Makes no difference?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it'll make no difference.
Okay. Now, a program that grants work permits for undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Will that make you to support him much more, somewhat,
no,
somewhat less?
No, it doesn't
no
make
difference?
No difference.
No different. Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. Same question, same options.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Same question, same option.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Makes no difference? Same question?
No.
Same options?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, real quick, can you please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following? Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. Is that makes you very concerned, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Not concerned.
Okay, not at all or a little?
No, no concern.
Not at all, okay. Now, Donald Trump and Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. I'm sorry. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
No, it doesn't make me, no.
Not concerned at all. Okay.
Not concerned.
Now, Joe Biden and Democrats make promises about immigration reform during their campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that make you very concerned? Somewhat, a little, not at all?
Yeah, it concerns me because
very,
life.
Also what concerned? That
somehow
they promise.
Concerned.
Somewhat, okay.
Yeah.
Now, Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that make you very, somewhat, a little, not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Not at all. Thank you, ma'am. So to finish this up, I'm going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I would like you for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right, okay? Now, here's the first one. Joe Biden said, we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct a massive raid to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view, Biden or Trump?
Biden.
Okay, much more or somewhat more?
Somehow more, but right.
Yeah.
It's okay.
No, no, I understand. And this is one way for you to let them know. You know,
yeah.
I appreciate your patience, believe me. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you once again about this number of election. If the election for president were held today and you were able to vote, will you be voting for a Democrat, Joe Biden, Republican, Donald Trump, Green Party candidate, Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.? If you can select one.
And Donald Trump.
Mr. Trump, okay, as best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers? Yes, an acquaintance. Yes, a family member. Yes, a friend. Yes, a co-worker. Yes, but I prefer not to specify or no.
No.
Which one? No? Okay, thank you. Now, moving right along. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? Do you use Facebook to get your news and information? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. Instagram? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Spanish language radio program? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Fox News channel or website?
Website.
Yes. The Fox News channel and the website? Okay. YouTube? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And OAN or Newsmax? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And Univision or Telemundo? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And the application, WhatsApp? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. MSNBC, CNN, or any other major news network channels or website? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. TikTok? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And to finish, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purpose only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Cuba, Mexico, Puerto Rico, Central America, Dominican Republic, South America, Spain, Portugal?
Mexico.
Mexico, thank you, ma'am. And continuing, were you born in the United States mainland on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
No, I was born here in the United States.
In the United States? Thank you, ma'am. Now, were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country? Yes or no?
In another country.
Yes,
they're
in another
U.S.
country,
citizens,
okay.
But they were born,
no,
yeah.
No,
they become citizens.
Excellent. Now, what language do you primarily speak in your home? Always English, more English than Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish or something else?
English.
English always, or English and Spanish equally, or only English?
Only English.
Only English. Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Either one. No.
No, neither? Okay.
No,
independent? Neither. No independent either? No?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican or the Democratic Party? Who do you feel closer to, or neither?
The Republican.
The Republicans, okay, thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative? How do you view yourself in political terms?
Conservative.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? High school graduate, vocational technical school, some college, but not a degree, associate's degree, four-year college, graduate school, or advanced degree?
A high school. Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And, okay, here we go. What is your religion, if any?
Messianic.
Okay, Messianic. Can you spell it for me real quick?
M-E-S-O. N-I-C-A, or just the C at the end, Messianic.
Messianic, yeah, right, Messianic. Messianic, okay, thank you, ma'am. Yeah, no, Messianic. Okay, now real quick, finally, strictly for verification purpose only by my supervisor, can I just please have you, just your first name, please, just your first name?
Katia.
Thank you, with the K for kilo?
Yes, K-A-T-H-I-A.
Yeah. Thank you, ma'am. Now, Katia, thank you very much for your time and sharing your time with me and helping me. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time and sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. We can note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future. Yes or no?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you, Katia. Very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Enjoy the rest of the evening, ma'am. Okay?
Thank you.
Excellent. Great. Bye-bye.